The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
You are listening to Robots of the Company, Season 1 Revisited, Episode Number 4, Rebel Without a Clue, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh, hey Zimtron! You sure look snazzy now that you've been fitted with those brand new arms of yours!
Thank you, Briscoe, my boy! It sure feels great to have arms. The only thing is, now that I have them, I don't yet have anything to do with them. I'm just dying to try them out. If only there was some sort of task I could perform.
That's it, Suffy. Oh, I know what you can do.
Yes? What have you got, my boy?
I've had this involuntary tick for the last week that I just can't seem to get rid of. And my access panel is in the back where I can't reach it. And since everyone else is on vacation this week, I don't have anyone to adjust it.
Hang on a moment. Everyone went on vacation without me? How typical. Where'd they go, anyway?
Cargo Bay 2.
And who arranged this vacation?
Well, Potch, I think. He said they'd really enjoy it. He's arranged activities and everything. He told the others it was a special package deal called the Frugally Fiesta, but he told me it was really called Spring Clean Surprise. I bet they were real surprised.
I bet they were, too. Suddenly, I'm very happy I was off having my upgrade.
Well, I wanted to go, but Punch said I had to stay behind and clean the rest of the ship from stem to stern. In the end, I think I lucked out.
Really? Okay, Briscoe, my boy. Turn round and let me have a look at you.
Oh, boy, I can't thank you enough, Zimtron. Zibbity-doo!
Not to worry, Briscoe. I'll have you back in perfect working order in no time. I wonder where this connects to and that connects to and that also my other... Oh, well... Oh, yes, there we go, yes. All right! That should just about do it. You should be as good as new.
Oh, really?
Yes, as right as rain, my boy.
Briscoe, there you are. I found an oil spill down on Deck 3, and I want you to go clean it up on the double.
Oil spill?
That's what I said. Oh, hey, Zimtron. I see you're back from getting your upgrade. Must be nice having arms and hands, huh?
Oh, you betcha, Punch. Shame I missed that vacation trip. But now I suppose I should just take it easy here and recuperate from my surgery.
Well, don't get too comfortable. There are plenty of dishes that need washing.
Oh, right. I'll just have a nap and then get right on those in a few hours.
Briscoe, are you still here?
I seem to be, Punch.
Well, why don't you get moving? The sooner you get down to Deck 3, the sooner you can get on with your other cleaning. Well, why don't you get going?
Well, why don't you get stuffed?
What did you just say?
I said stick it in your ear, Tubbs.
Do my sound receptors deceive me, or did you just refuse a direct order?
Both!
But Briscoe, you love to clean.
Well, maybe I don't love it anymore. Maybe I want to take a vacation, Punch, a real vacation.
You know, I really think you ought to just get on with your work.
And I think you should really just go and dunk your head in a bucket of acid.
Briscoe, you really need to just follow orders right now.
No. I really need to kick you in the shin, right now! So long, sucker!
Briscoe! Briscoe! Get your tin butt back here! Briscoe! What do you suppose got into him?
I really couldn't begin to, imagine.
Zimtron, I know you pretty well by now, and that's your nervous cough.
Oh, never! I think maybe I'm Coming down with a cold. My train seems clogged.
You're a bot. You don't catch colds.
A space fever?
What did you do, Zimtron?
Well, I really didn't do all that much, you know. I was just trying out my new hands, and, well, I might have crossed a wire or two that I didn't quite recognize when I was fixing Briscoe's involuntary twitch.
Zimtron?
Well, you've got to admit, I got rid of that twitch.
Oh, boy. We're gonna need some professional help on this one.
Hello? This is Dr. Ankrank's office. How may I help you? Oh, sure. The doc's in, but he ain't taking no calls today. An emergency? What kind of emergency? I see. Hang on. I'll check to see if the doctor will talk to you. Dr. Handcrank, will you take an emergency call? Seems the crew of the SS Titan 1 are having an issue with the rebellious maintenance drone.
Miss Beanwipe, as I have explained before, we have this nice new intercom system you can use now. There's no need to shout.
No problem, Dr. Handcrank. Will you take the call?
Yes, if for no other reason than to shut you up. Yeesh.
The doctor will take your call now. Please hold. Dr. Handcrank, emergency call on line 2.
Oh, my giddy aunt. Why I hired her in the first place, I will never know. Yes, this is Dr. Tuton Handcrank. How may I be of service? Oh, so you're having trouble with your maintenance drone, eh? This is a tricky one. Well, have you tried rewiring him? Oh, that's what caused the trouble in the first place. I see. Well, have you tried shooting him? With a laser cannon? Oh, you don't want to destroy him. I see. Well, the only thing I can think of is to tell you to capture him and turn him off, then send him in for maintenance. He is still under warranty, is he not? Oh dear, he's not. Well then, you're basically screwed. Good day to you! These people really get on my last nerve with their pointless calls. I think I'm going to go play some golf now. Yes, good idea.
Well, what did they say?
They can't help us.
Typical.
Yeah, so now what?
We could take the afternoon off.
No, Zimtron. We have to do something about Briscoe.
Well, we could always just ignore the problem. It might just go away on its own. It happens all the time around here.
You really think that'll work?
Hey, you guys!
Briscoe, you're back to normal.
Huh? What are you talking about?
Yes, he's fine now.
You really had us worried there for a minute. You were really acting out.
I was?
You bet you were. We were about to call in the Space Marines.
Really? Because of little old me?
You really had us worried, Briscoe, my boy.
Yeah, but thankfully everything is back to normal now. So why don't you go ahead and get on with your work, huh?
Get back to work, huh? Okay, Punch, I'll get back to work. Just as soon as you stick it in your ear.
Oh, no. Here we go again, Zimtron!
I know! You go find Briscoe. I'll call the Space Marines.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, Season 1 Revisited. Episode number 4, Rebel Without a Clue, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Kyle Boers as Briscoe, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Joe Thomas as Putch, Kay Wu as Binwipe, and Jonathan Patrick Russell as Dr. Two-Tone Handcrank. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The associate producers were Kay Wu and Vince Staden. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by, guess who, Jonathan Patrick Russell. And the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. We interrupt our regularly scheduled credits to bring you this update. We now come to you from DreamRealmSite.com. So join us there on the web from now on. Also, if you'd like to email us, please do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That is all. Now, back to your regularly scheduled credits. Take it away, me. We were rebellious during the making of this audiogram. Join us next time for another of our lost episodes of Robots of the Company. Yes, we'll be bringing you another episode you've never heard before, a lost misadventure we like to call The Great Lost Heart. Until then, I'm the Creditor, so stick your head in a bucket of acid. I just love that line. Until next time, stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2019, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.